This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation is urging Congress to act on the farm economy struggles. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The farm economy continues to struggle in 2026, and farm groups are calling on Congress to act. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said many farmers are underwater financially.
Farmers are facing extreme economic pressure right now. They're dealing with low commodity prices, elevated input costs, and ongoing market uncertainty. And this sustained pressure has led to losses approaching $100 billion nationwide across the farm economy.
Glenn said farmers and ranchers are grateful for the economic assistance in the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, but it's only a first step. The Farm Bureau led a coalition in sending a letter to congressional leaders outlining the need.
We called on Congress to act immediately to provide economic support to fill in the gap of remaining losses. And in addition to short-term assistance, Congress must pass year-round E15, which will support the farm economy and long-term farm viability.
Farm Bureau members have sent over 12,000 urgent messages to Congress outlining the severity of the situation, and Glenn said members need to keep those messages coming.
As lawmakers consider the government funding package by month's end, it is critically important that they continue to hear from farmers across the country about these priority issues, the need for economic assistance, and year-round E15.
Send a message to your elected officials today by visiting fb.org/action-center. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.